Sometimes the heart sees what is invisible to the eye. Alfred Lord Tennyson. Alfred Lord Tennyson was born on 6 August 1809 and he died on 6 October 1892. He was a British poet. He was the poet laureate of Great Britain and Ireland during much of Queen Victoria's reign and remains one of the most popular British poets. In 1829, Tennyson was awarded the Challenger's Gold Medal at Cambridge for one of his first pieces. In 1842, while living modestly in London, Tennyson published the 2-volume poems, of which the first included works already published, and the second was made up almost entirely of new poems. They met with immediate success. Poems from this collection, such as Locust Hall's Break, 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 and Ulysses, and a new version of The Lady of Shalott, have met enduring fame. The Princess, a middle satire of woman's education that came out in 1847, was also popular for its lyrics. Gilbert later adapted and parodied the piece twice, in The Princess, 1870, and in Princess Ida, in 1884. It was in 1850 that Tennyson reached the pinnacle of his career, finally publishing his masterpieces, In Memoria, dedicated to Alan. Later the same year, he was appointed poet laureate, succeeding William Wordsworth. In the same year, on 13 June, Tennyson married Emily Sherwood, whom he had known since childhood, in the village of Sneakplay. They have two sons, Halla Tennyson, named after his friend, and Lionel. Tennyson rent a fine house on the Isles of Wight in 1853, eventually buying it in 1856. Among other literary works of Tennyson, we have The Charm of the Light Bridge, which was published in 1855, and also Idylls of the King, which is the most famous version of the King Lothair, which was composed in 1859 and 1885.